Hey guys, this is Tyler Watson with Impact to Income, and welcome to the show. Today we're just going to talk a little bit more about what it takes to enroll clients and how much effort you should really be putting in. So we're going to make it kind of short and sweet today. Here's what I've seen. Entrepreneurs who are trying to grow their business, who are like so excited about it, they've got this message, they've got this passion, they go out and they think, okay, if I want to get 10 clients, I need to talk to 15 people. And they put their ratio based off of how many people they want to enroll. So they might just put a few more extra than what they think. So, okay, in order to go get 15 or 10 clients, I need to probably talk to 15 people to get 10 of them. Here's the problem with that thinking. You need, if you do that, and you go out and you're not skilled, you don't have the skill set to communicate your message effectively, and you don't know your ratio of enrollments, then you set yourself up from failure from the very beginning. You set yourself up thinking, okay, if I go work 100%, meaning I'm going to go get 15, talk to 15 people, and out of those 15, because I've got to get 10, then you're going to come up very shorthanded, frustrated, and you're going to quit. So how do you stop that madness? Well, it's very easy. You've got to first figure out your ratio. So, you know, go talk to 30, 40, 50 people and put in 10 times what you think it's going to be. So if you think you got to talk to 15, times it by 10. Go talk to 150 people. And I know that you might be thinking, oh my goodness, that's so much, but it's not really. To call up 150 people or ask for referrals from 20 that you know to get 150, out of those, if you go talk to 150 and you're 10%, you're able to get 10% of those to even want something. So let's say 150 people, 10%, that's 15 that actually want something. And let's say your ratio is 10%. Of those, so you talk to 150, 15 are interested, and 1.5 sign up. So two people sign up for something for $2,000 or up. Then you know that you're 10%. So that means if you want to raise your ratio, you have got to, number one, put in more people. Number two, raise your skill set. Raise your skill set. When I first started off, I was so terrible. I was 0 out of 26. I'd talk and knock on all these doors, talking to people, going out, and just rejection, 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 and nothing was working. I was dedicated, I was passionate, but I was skillless. Skillless. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. So as I got these skill sets and understood how to communicate my message, how to package it, how to show value on what I was doing, how to help people vision and step into that process of what I call the enrollment effect. Then my ratio went from 0 out of 26 to 1 out of 10, to 3 out of 10, to 5 out of 10, to now 7, 8, sometimes 9 out of 10 who I talk to enroll in something at least $500 up to $60,000. So it's a higher end enrollment. And so this is a skill that can be learned. But up front, just know, put in 10 times the effort of what you think is required. If you put in 10 times the effort, you will set yourself up for success. Because no matter how much you struggle, putting in that much effort, you will be successful. Even if it's not the people that you set up the conversation with. There is a law in numbers. When I first did this and I put in as many as I could, half the people, 3/4 of the people didn't enroll with me. However, I started to get people coming to me. I got random phone calls. I got people who were like, yeah, you need to talk to Tyler. And they weren't even enrolled with me. And then they just paid me money up front. And I was like, wow, this is cool. Put in numbers. Put in numbers because it might not be the people you think, but the people will come. 10 times whatever you think it is required, go work on it and then master the skill sets to decrease that ratio so that you can put in less effort and get more results. Thanks for joining me on the show today and go put this to practice. If you need specific skill set help, check out thefreedomcatalyst.com. Go check it out and get plugged in to learn the skill set. It'll save you a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of money, and a lot of frustration. Thanks for joining me. Be sure and subscribe, and we'll see you on the next show.